As John O'Shea mentioned, many countries are reluctant to offend China these days. And if you're planning to go to the Beijing Olympics, you may want to avoid offending China too. And the government is here to help. Chinese authorities issued a detailed set of rules today. They cover what you and your fellow visitors to the Games can and cannot do. There are more cannots than cans. For example, you cannot sleep outside and you cannot shout political slogans. The world's Mary Kay Magstad has more do's and don'ts from Beijing.
If you expected China to open its arms to welcome anyone to the Beijing Olympics, think again. China is a discerning host. It wants only polite, well-mannered guests, the kind who aren't going to wear Free Tibet t-shirts in Olympic venues. So it's tightened up its screening process of potential visitors. An example, when my brother wrote on his application that he'd be staying with his sister, he was ordered to produce a birth certificate to prove the relationship. And now there are new regulations, 9 pages of them on 57 topics, posted on the official Beijing Olympics website. They're not too helpful because, for the moment, they're only in Chinese. They warn that holding Olympic tickets are no guarantee of a visa. They say not all areas of China are open for visitors, Tibet, for instance. And they say that any public gathering, parade, or protest must have a permit, or the organizers could face criminal prosecution. That goes for insulting slogans and banners at sporting events, too, as well as any religious or political banner in an Olympic venue that, quote, disturbs public order. All this does seem to go against a pledge made by International Olympic Committee President Jacques Rogge a couple of months ago. He said, freedom of expression is something that is absolute. It's a human right. He said athletes would be able to say what they liked as long as they didn't do it in official Olympic venues. The Chinese government is now sending a different message. Mind your manners. Don't insult your host. And if you do, don't be surprised if you're unceremoniously ousted, or worse, from China's coming out party. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing.